You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Accordingly to the World Health Organization, if all children were breastfed within an hour of birth and given only breast milk for the first 6 months, with continued breastfeeding up to the age of two, up to 800,000 children would live and be saved annually. Oh my God, that's a staggering number here. To support World Breastfeeding Month and bring more awareness on the importance of breastfeeding, we have award-winning author of Breastfeeding at a Glance, Fact, Figures, and Trivia about Lactation. Here on Wellness for Life Radio, welcome Dia Michaels. Dia, thanks for being here.
Hey,
really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. I treat a lot of women for their pre and postnatal care, and one of the most important part of their preparation is about breastfeeding, you know, whether they want to do it. And of course, I'm all about doing it all naturally, of course. So breastfeeding is really important. I share all the importance of why it's so important for both newborn and mother. Can you tell us why you've been an advocate for breastfeeding?
The reality is that breastfeeding should never even be a question. The way I think about it is, could you imagine a woman coming into your office and saying, oh, I'm so excited to be pregnant, I just don't want to get fat? It's part and parcel, right? If you're going to have a baby, you're going to gain weight, you're going to be big. So it's the same thing when a woman says, I'm having a baby, I don't want to breastfeed, there's something wrong. It's actually a trigger that something is wrong. And when you look at what is wrong, that woman has been convinced that what she has been given for free, that what she produces naturally in her body, is somehow not right for her child. So something is askew in the situation where women have been duped into believing that they should not deliver this food. And what I'm hoping to do in my work is help women feel empowered enough to know that what they should do and what they want to do can be the same thing.
Right. There are a lot of myths around breastfeeding. I was doing some research on it a little bit, and I mean, there was an article in that was written about the African women. Some African women, especially in I believe it's in Nigeria. I'm not sure exactly if that was the place, but in Africa, women believe, this is a myth, of course, women believe that babies need water. So what they're doing is they're literally pumping water that is contaminated with bacteria and parasites and giving it to their newborns, especially during hot season. And of course, that's part of the reason why there's so many death rates, high death rates of young babies under the age of one in Africa. You know, this is, of course, over there. But how about in the modern world, let's say here in America, what are some of those myths that people still think, they need to not nurse and go the regular conventional route, which is using infant formula?
Great question. I get a lot of my inspiration from studying mammals, because mammals in the wild haven't been messed with the way that humans in domesticity have been. And so when you look at mammals in the wild, what you find is that the reason the mom stopped nursing is because they're pregnant. They're pregnant or they're about to get pregnant. So in the wild, it's very simple. You're not fertile until you get to physical maturity. You start having a child. When you're breastfeeding, I hope your listeners probably know this, but when you're breastfeeding, you have what's called natural amenorrhea, which is when you're not having your period because you're breastfeeding. So you have that period where you're breastfeeding and you can't get pregnant. And then as the baby's mature enough and your body's ready enough, then you start to wean, and the baby gets ready for the body gets ready for the baby. So it's a very simple cycle. In fact, in koalas, here's a fun tangent. In koalas, the pouch is not like a kangaroo's pouch, where it's open at the top and the joey just jumps in and out, and the mom and baby look at each other, and there's a whole relationship. In a koala, the pouch is open at the bottom, down by the vagina, and the baby crawls in from the bottom, latches onto nipple, and is nursing inside this closed environment. And the day the koala weans is the day they can't fit in the pouch. So it's so simple in nature. It's very, very simple. In humans, we don't have that many children, certainly in the West, and so and many women aren't exclusively breastfeeding, so they're not getting the natural lactation amenorrhea. And so then the question comes out, when do you wean? Do you know what the answer is? The number one reason for weaning in this country? Well, in the modern world.
What is it?
Going back to work. And the work schedule has nothing to do with the fertility schedule. And in fact, many women are back at work in 4, 5, 6 weeks. And so the reason women stop nursing is because they can't imagine breastfeeding and being in the workplace. And so you have two systems which have no relationship to each other, each affecting each other. And that has some serious consequences. And then when you extrapolate down, you find women don't even want to bother nursing because why would you start if you've got to quit in 4 weeks? So once you decide you can't breastfeed and work, then you've lost most of the women. And even in places where you have a very, very high initiation rate, you don't have a duration rate. So we've done very well increasing initiation numbers. We have not done that well increasing duration numbers. And it's the workplace juggle.
That's it's gotten worse over time, obviously, because when I was brought up and when I was born, it was in the early 60s, my mother didn't actually nurse me. In fact, I lived in Korea, and Korean mothers all nursed, but my mother wasn't able to actually produce enough milk to sustain my life. And we tried a wet nurse, didn't work, and obviously ended up work with infant formulas. But even, that back then in the 60s, it was actually a taboo to nurse. The Americans, I'm talking about the Western world. And that's how I believe the formulas came about. And the formulas, of course, was made from cow's milk. And, in my business, I treat a lot of individuals with allergies to cow's milk and the dairy products. Do you think that has a huge impact on why women these days are also not wanting to breastfeed?
Well, yeah, and you talked earlier about infant death and about death as a consequence of not being breastfed in some environments. But here in the States, women aren't thinking in terms of it, if I formula feed my child, they'll be at risk of death. Because most babies in the U.S. are not dying from formula use or inappropriate formula use. But that's still different than having compromised health. And when a woman breastfeeds, not only does the baby have much better health, both in the short run and in the long run, but the mother does as well. So there are lots of benefits to breastfeeding way, way short of reducing infant mortality numbers. And
right.
What you're talking about, and what happens with somebody like you who grew up formula-fed is coming to the conclusion, well, I was formula-fed and I'm just fine. And so then they start to normalize formula feeding. And just fine is fine. There's certainly nothing wrong with being just fine. But maybe you'd be a little better if you'd been breastfed. And mom would be a little better.
Absolutely. I'm totally right there. I don't believe that the cow's milk was, the formula for me was healthy at all. I ended up having a lot of digestive issues and growing up having basically diarrhea all the time. So I totally agree with you. It was not better for me. And I am a huge proponent to breastfeeding and so happy that you're giving all this great information. Well, you know what? I can't believe it's already time's up. Dia, this was great. Thanks for joining me. To learn more about breastfeeding, please go to her website, www.platypusmedia.com. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.